If you wish feeling the skin, la piel, anywhere in the body, or all of that surface, so at the same time we could ask our warm animal aliveness to enter into the skin and then rest there receiving. So there's some movement from our norm, and then there's another gesture of kind of letting go and letting skin happen, but from the inside. And this is a practice that we might keep doing. We might keep noticing, again, I'm looking at the skin from somewhere else, with at some distance. And what if I melt into the inside of these cells? The multitude of experiences of skin. In the curves of the ear, the front of the throat, the back sides of the shoulders, between the toes. Belly. And again, entering into that aliveness that keeps making itself, that we call skin. And then letting a resting there and receiving. And there can just well up, there could come up an appreciation for how many different ways we can feel in the skin, the top of the foot and the bottom of the foot, the little toe and the next toe, the big toe, and even if we would stay with, let's say, the little toe, one little toe. Letting the kind of warmth of feeling, ability to feel, willingness to feel, continue pouring into the toe, arriving in the toe. As a whole world. And we can feel free to play with feeling just the very top millimeter or two of the epidermis, the outer skin, which has a different quality, different function, different location and relationship, different history. And then we could also feel free to feel the deeper skin. And we can start to get to know how our mind and attention work well. If it's more alive and zingy for you, or more easeful. When you're close in one section of skin, one area, the wrist, for example, or that little toe, or whatever, the lower belly. And what size, like how small or big would that area be? If a smaller area is easier and more alive to connect with for you. Or maybe the sense of the whole skin all around is more inviting for you. And we can feel where skin is, and some part of us that feels like it needs to be on duty to do this and feel this and kind of somewhere make it up. We can let that just sort of rot and turn into the earth, compost. We don't need to have something between me and skin. There can just be really inside the aliveness of that already happening flow of experiences called skin. We can keep reminding our system that skin already is happening by itself, taking care of itself. For some people, occasionally being in the skin is very hard, almost impossible to stay with. It feels so exposed. And I would invite you to play with, if you want, going into maybe the bones or even inside the bones. Finding bone and going in. Or finding heart, physical heart, and going in. And otherwise, exploring skin for a little while longer, if you like. Something in us keeps noticing that skin already is happening. And so our storyteller part doesn't have a job. Something in us can notice that. Image and commentary and word is some extra thing that wants to keep picking itself up and talking, making a movie. And we could just practice letting that have a rest with lots of forgiveness. It keeps maybe interrupting, and we can just, with forgiveness, but still playfully letting it rest, letting it melt, letting it be background, secondary, letting it melt like a candle. And so maybe feeling a sense of as if resting back and letting the sensations of your skin come across, as if we're kind of busy having a warm bath or a cool bath or whatever. And we allow skin sensation flow to come. And we let each moment have its completeness without it being a stopping of the flow. We bear that abundance, that much completeness continuously. Completeness and flow. Full, alive sensations here and gone. warm, cool, etc., as they are. Just that. Just warm is warm. Cool is cool. Heavy is heavy. That simple, that there's the simple experience, sensation, with room for the aliveness, the kind of precision and sort of fluffiness of our experience. Precise, unstoppable, and ungraspable. And somewhere deep inside, we would go with that. We would allow that much flow, that much precision, that much never stopping fluidity. Like writing on water with a stick or a finger. Maybe settling a little into the skin of the back if you wish, or if it feels more settled in the front skin, the front of the main body, or lower belly, or soles of the feet. As if our body is that bag of damp sand, slightly wet sand, that the bag is starting to fall apart, the sand is spreading out. And maybe sitting or lying down, still the back of the body is as if where that bag of sand is on the ground. And there starts to be not a separation between the sand and the ground, the back and what's not seemingly inside the body. And maybe if you're sitting, it's more helpful just with the ground. So you can play with, if you're sitting, the back as if it's on the ground, or just where the body and ground meet. Letting that line in the mind of separation disappear. And if you'd like to, staying with that sense of melting or spreading into being ground, and again feeling the skin not only at the ground. So we're resting in the ground and receiving not only that, whether all the skin or one area of skin, imagining that the breath comes out through the skin a few centimeters as we breathe out and comes back in through that same skin, wherever it is, or all over, into the body. the skin almost as a nearly independent organism with its own needs and intelligence. So we can feel within the skin, wherever we're located, where there's strain or tension and where there's ease or openness, letting that be. And imagining the breath passing through the skin, breathing out, passing through the skin outward, just a few centimeters, not going far. Breathing in, coming back in from a few centimeters away inside the body, through the skin. And we keep finding that skin already is. The image and words are extra. And we let skin and gravity have a kind of conversation or music together. And skin, gravity, breath to play just for a little bit longer if you wish. Breathing out through the skin, breathing in through the skin. And then deeply letting go of all the techniques. Just as a pause, as if in a hammock, or where you'd feel ease. And just staying there inside ease for a while if you like. Or if you wish, just very simply feeling what is most important. What is precious? What is loved? So we're not asking the mind and imagery and words so much to come on in their usual way. But feeling that deep down there is some love of life bigger than this biological life. That love of aliveness that sometimes moves as gratitude or appreciation or awe, wonder, quiet. And if we would get the scent of that that's so precious in our nostrils, in our nose, What would it smell, taste, feel like? What is it? Before, during, after all the other movements in us, what we deeply almost know, or we do know, that is important. Not also asking our adult to tell us what should be. But what our cells recognize and resonate with. And being allowed to feel the texture of that. So it could be a silkiness of unasked joy or homeness. Or feeling clear, loved, at ease. Peace. There could feel a spaciousness or a breeziness. That might go with a word that's good enough, like freedom. So we're not asking the words to really perfectly fit, but be good enough to remind us. So if there's a word that resonates in your cells, that could be something like, if only this were my life, then that would be it. That deep well of peace. Underground water stream of belonging. The sweetness of no demand. And feeling for yourself if there's a helpful word, it might be the word for that quality, like peace. Or ease, or it might be the word for the texture, like honey or silkiness or roots or whatever. The word is really just a midwife, just a helper for this connection that runs right through our bones. Deeper than our biological programming, closer than our name. And being allowed for these still moments to taste, feel, roll around in that, bathe in it, drink it, in all the cells. That each cell might smell or sing that texture quality. And if it's helpful, feel very free to use a more traditional kind of phrasing from the Buddhist tradition, like, may I be. Happy. May I be spacious. So may I be, and then your own words in your own language. or just one word or no word. And if an image is helpful, then go for it. Let the image help. As a midwife, as a helper for a natural process. A strong, vivid connection. Letting our body, mind, letting ourselves know deeply, taste deeply, and love deeply what is already loved and known. Somewhere back there, down there, in there. And this exploration of what is it that is important could be fruitful to continue with. Having our hands in that earth for hours or days or weeks or more. And there can be a sort of, okay, good enough connection. Or if it's so hard to stay with the connection and keep it alive and vivid and tasty, then sometimes there may be a memory of an experience of that breeziness, groundedness, or whatever. And we can, through the memory, let the taste come back into our bloodstream and cells. Or if what's difficult is allowing yourself to be in that, maybe the thought comes that this is selfish, or just that you can't bear that much attention or love from yourself. If that is so, which is for some people, many people, the case, sometimes if you imagine and feel yourself as a child, then it's easier. Or if you imagine someone who's alive, a real human being that you know loves and respects you, wants the best for you. And it could be someone you've never met, you just read their books or whatever. It doesn't have to be among your circle of friends or family. So where it's uncomplicated is good enough. Imagining that person wishing you, and maybe sending you that texture. That fragrance, song, or whatever. And the body is on the ground, and there is skin, and there's breath, and there's no hurry. Which is again a revolution, to be in touch with what is most important, that we can feel it right into the core of us. And relax with that intensity. We can soften with that most preciousness. And let it in. Filling. If you like. And again, we could spend fruitfully hours, days, weeks just with this. And so please do if you want. Or if you like, calling to mind someone where there is a sense of love and respect, uncomplicated. And sometimes that does mean someone we maybe haven't spent as much time with. But where we maybe feel seen, met, listened to. And where there's a sense that that person really wants the best for us and knows that best is in us. Some people, for example, play with this, with the Dalai Lama. So it could be someone that there's a sense of utter gentleness and groundedness radiating for everyone. And now wishing that person the same that we've wished for ourselves, sending towards that person that texture that we've filled ourselves with. We can play with the breath if you like, feeling what's helpful or what's already happening naturally. One way would be connecting to the texture through memory or resonating with a word or image. With that texture, silky or honey or roots or whatever. Dewy, breezy. May there be ease and spaciousness and freedom. So we could connect with the texture, filling on the in-breath, and with the out-breath, allowing that fragrance, song, feeling to pass towards our imagined company, that person that we imagine in our mind space. Befriending the inspiration. Filling and overflowing. And again, we could continue with that for hours, weeks, etc. Or we could sort of come back to filling here ourselves in this room and starting to expand through the room. First with maybe one person near you in the hall. Maybe first someone you don't know of those near you in the hall. We can feel again the ground and breath and skin or bones or heart. And the amazement that not only is this skin happening by itself, but also there, something so similar is happening right next to me. Bones, heart, skin, ground, breath, love of life. Willingness to receive that spaciousness or ease or freedom, texture. And willingness to let it pass through and fill and overflow. Also here in me, also there in that person. In your own words, if there are words, in your own image, if there's an image, in your own texture. May there be ease and freedom. Expanding further if you like. Noticing for your mind, is it easier to expand and include now several people, 3, 4 or more? Or is it more alive and clear just to shift to another person? Another real person with skin, tenderness, aliveness, deep knowing. Beyond the biological life, right here and now, just like yourself. Maybe on the in-breath, connecting and letting the texture or fragrance or song be really felt in the cells. Maybe with the out-breath, the breathing out, maybe through the skin, or through the chest, through the belly. Or maybe the in-breath is so full, breathing in, connecting, and feeling that fragrance that it doesn't really stay inside the skin. And so there's just a feeling, and then a radiating or overflowing feeling with that jasmine fragrance, silky, breezy, fluid, fresh, or whatever texture. May you be at ease. May there be fulfillment and freedom. So remembering by feeling the texture, resonating with the word or image, if there is one, and allowing that to radiate itself. Feeling its own generosity pouring through you, to you and through you. Not mine. Somehow that knowing of loving this delicious quality, life-sustaining, essential quality, and letting that quality be free to spread out and give itself widely for no reason. Maybe expanding more to this whole space without walls. So we could already include sort of the air and ground above and around and below the hall, rocks and trees, the creatures of earth, rocks, trees, air. Whatever makes sense to you. Could be that you feel connection of offering peace and freedom to the living creatures. People in the hall, around the hall, maybe insects, birds, etc. Or it could be that there's a feeling of all of it, everything, whatever there is that seems to be alive or not, getting filled. Without reason. Feeling, enjoying, yes-ing, letting the cells have the yes to the texture, filling in and having then its radiance and outflow. Maybe the whole ashram, except no fence. And so the ashram and what's just around it, road, path, house, fields. May there be ease, fulfillment, and freedom in and around the ashram. And now feeling free to expand further if you wish, or to come back closer if it feels more warmth. Into, let's say, candlelight range, or just to let go of the practice for a while. Whatever maybe feels more joyful, including the joy of being released from habit energy. So that could be, if there's a habit energy of against, then we could just wash through that wall of habit energy and continue. Or if there's a habit energy of must keep going, we could just wash through that membrane into a stopping, resting, quietude. If you wish, expanding takes you to the sea, the city, the towns, the mountain. Rivers, clouds, bedrock. The same textures, qualities. May there be ease. Feeling the coolness, silkiness, breeziness, or whatever texture. May there be fulfillment and freedom. Letting that quality pass freely through the membranes of the cells, freely from our sense of self into our sense of world, passing freely through all the membranes of mind and body. And if the mind is getting towards tired, we could kind of use that to our advantage and just go wide. So not just a little bit wide, but just everything, the whole earth and beyond, including all of it, known and unknown, kind and cruel, born, living, dying. Colors, shapes, breaths, eyes, energies, fire, cold. May there be ease in this world beyond our imagination of it. May there be fulfillment. May there be freedom everywhere. And then resting for a bit.